Trompe-l'œil. This mural strays away from the Legal Mural Project not just in location, but also in subject matter. Instead of a pioneer family commissioning the mural, members of the community paid the artists $50 per person to have their faces painted on the mural. The largest donation came from the artist's parents, who wanted their sons to be able to paint their own individual mural. Unlike the murals in Legal, this piece is very hard to read and understand. The beauty in art is that each person can have a different interpretation of the artwork because it speaks to everyone differently. The design is attributed to what Mark was exploring in university while he studied his master's in fine arts. The idea is to work in layers so that the painting can be seen in a multitude of ways. The simplest form is noticing the rows of portraits up close to the mural, but seeing a stylized eye while further back. Other layers include a dot pattern that the artists nicknamed angle patterns and a stripe pattern with a painted scenery hidden within the stripes. There are many interpretations of this mural, so please feel free to add your own. Some say it's the community mural because it is the community members painted into the form of an eye, which could symbolize that the people of Legal watch each other's back. Since it deviates from all other murals, another person says it is the artist's eye and this is how they see a community. We have chosen the name Trompe-l'œil because in French it means deceive the eye. The painting's two most unique features of the overall subject matter, being both an eye and an optical illusion, fit the name quite well. This mural is the Michaud brothers' favorite mural because they were able to paint something other than farms or tractors. It was their very own individual design. It is also the largest mural in Legal. The location and immense size complements the concept of seeing two different images depending on the viewer's proximity to the mural.